Where's Raoul? Heather stared at the blinking green light on the phone positioned on the corner of her desk. Raoul should have picked up that line by now. She peered out the doorway of her office, looking first toward the lobby, then the break room.
Heather, are you still there?
The voice squawked from the iPhone she held to her ear. Yes, Sky, I'm here. She peeked into the tiny break room. No Raoul.
So, do you have a number for me?
Sky asked. Heather frowned at the Keurig on the counter, then decided on water instead. She snatched a bottle from the small fridge in the corner of the room.
We usually order cakes from a lady named Juanita.
She spun and marched down the short hallway to the lobby.
But honestly, I think using her for a birthday is too much. Can't you order a cake from the local market?
Sky gasped.
Oh, you can't be serious. They use white flour.
Heather held back a sigh. Sky, her best friend since high school, never did anything the easy way. The office phone sounded across the lobby, which was empty except for Indigo, a photographer who was supposed to be meeting with a new couple to talk about engagement photos. The tap of his shoe against the carpet indicated the couple still hadn't arrived.
Hold on, Sky, Heather said, setting the water bottle beside the computer on the reception desk.
She snatched up the office phone.
Thank you for calling Donovan's wedding service. How can I help you?
The line was dead. Heather replaced the receiver and drew in a long breath. She flashed a smile at Indigo. At least today his hair was a natural blonde, rather than the blue he sometimes doused it with. She wanted to make a good impression on the new couple.
"Have you seen Raoul?" she asked.
"No," Indigo raised an eyebrow at her.
"Have you seen my clients?"
Heather glanced at the antique clock on the nearby shelf, noting the couple was now 15 minutes late. She hoped that hadn't been them trying to call through. She pressed the iPhone back to her ear.
"Sky, I gotta go." "Sure, call me when you get time."
A bell jingled, and Heather turned toward the opening door. A tall man with dark hair stepped into the lobby. His handsome features made her breath hitch in her throat, and she suddenly wished she hadn't tossed her russet hair back in a ponytail again today. But that was a silly thought, since he was most likely already engaged. Pushing her Sarah Palin glasses up her nose, Heather turned away from the customer.
"Great, Sky, thanks."
"For what?"
"I'll text you Juanita's number later. Take care. Bye."
Heather pressed the red button to end the call and jammed the phone into the pocket of her black slacks. Spinning to face the customer, she flashed her best smile.
"Good afternoon. Are you here for an appointment?"
He stepped closer to the counter. He wore a simple gray polo shirt, and his short hair was parted on the left side. "No, I'm here to see Raoul."
"Raoul?"
Heather blinked. What did he want with her eccentric assistant?
"Let me get him for you."
She paused at the sound of voices in one of the consultation rooms. She'd left a couple there 10 minutes earlier with a catalog of wedding invitations.
"Excuse me."
Heather slipped past the handsome visitor and poked her head inside the room.
"How's it going in here?"
"Well..." The bride, a middle-aged woman with a cropped hairstyle, frowned at her fiancé, who sat with his arm draped over her chair.
"We've looked through the entire catalog and narrowed it down to 3 choices.
"Good. I'll give you a few more minutes to decide and come right back."
She smiled and ducked out of the room.
"Heather!"
Raoul's voice echoed down the short hallway. She skirted the reception desk and peered around the corner. Raoul's face twisted into a scowl.
"Why didn't you tell me I had something in my teeth?"
He raised his fist, where he gripped a toothbrush and a tube of paste.
"I should have brushed hours ago."
"Sorry, I didn't notice." She waved a hand in front of her nose when a wave of hairspray wafted over her. She frowned at his tight, shiny curls.
"You were primping? The phones have been ringing out here."
"I'll check the messages right away." He brushed past her, then stopped.
"Brian, you came!"
"Have you had lunch yet?" the visitor asked.
"No, I was waiting to hear from you."
Dropping the toothbrush and toothpaste into a drawer, Raoul swerved around the corner of the oak desk, careful not to bump the green vine dangling over the edge.
"Please tell me you did not wear that to your interview at the hospital."
He waved his hand through the air and gave the man a pointed look. Brian glanced down at his attire. With a sigh, Raoul swung to face Heather.
"Come, meet Brian."
Stepping beside him, he patted a hand over the buttons of the gray polo. Heather could hardly keep her brows from rising at the personal gesture.
"This is my brother, the orthopedic surgeon."
Brian removed Raoul's hand from his chest. "Nice to meet you." "Brother?" Heather glanced between them. They looked nothing alike. Raoul was the same height as her, with gold hoop earrings and a tattoo on his wrist that read, "Too sexy." This man was taller, with straight hair and an athletic build.